like it's just us two again. I missed you. Yeah, I know we had lunch earlier and stuff, but that was a few hours ago. It's been so long since then. I feel sad when I go too long without seeing you, you know. Your hair's all ruffled up from the wind today. Let me fix it some for you. There you go. Your head feels so nice and soft. Warm, too. Do you like how my fingers feel in your hair? I wish I could do this every day for you. Helping you relax after your classes. Massaging your scalp. I mean, in a friendly way. That's what friends do, right? Anyway, you look like you need to unwind a bit. The day's over for now. Wanna relax on my bed some? Make yourself at home. I like your company here anyway. It makes me feel less lonely. I feel better when I'm around you. Now, go ahead and lay down. You deserve it. You should stay in here for now. I saw your room earlier today and it was quite cluttered. It's okay though. It's hard to keep tidy when you've got so many assignments and stuff to do. I'll help you clean it tomorrow. I like being in your room. It smells just like you. I mean, not in a weird way or anything. Come on, lay your head on the pillow. Good. I thought you'd never listen. I wish you'd get some more rest. I hate to see you work so hard. Just close your eyes and let all your worries melt away. Easier said than done, but maybe I can help you. Let me get a little closer. How does this feel? Am I making you uncomfortable? No? Okay. Good. Let me know if I get too close, or if I make you feel uncomfortable in any way. I'll stop immediately. I want to make you feel as comfortable as possible. Okay. Next up, how about I lay down next to you like this? Comfy. Good, good. Do you still feel alright? Okay, just let me know, and I'll stop. Remember that time I helped you relax for that test? I know I acted kind of tsundere about helping you relax, but I actually liked it a lot. Can I do it again, please? I've been thinking about it nonstop ever since. I'm so desperate to do it again. I'm almost physically aching for it. I love putting my lips near your ears and blowing air into them. It makes me feel really close to you. I'll wait do it again if you want me, of course. Wow. Well, you'll really let me do it again? That makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. Well, okay, here goes. seems like you enjoyed all of it. You never stopped smiling throughout everything I did. But you reacted differently to my kisses. I hope it's okay that I kissed you. Wow. You love them? You really mean it? I'll do some more for you then. Anything to make my special friend happy. Is it okay if I put my hand somewhere different now? I can't help myself. After I put it on your cheek like that, I need to explore more of your body. Sorry if it's greedy. You don't have to let me touch you. Can I touch your chest? Wow. Thank you. It's so warm under your shirt. I can feel your heartbeat. Is it okay if I kiss you a bit more? Not on your ears though, but on your lips. Are you sure? Good. Because every bone in my body wants my lips to brush against yours. Yeah. really love swapping spit with you. It made me so horny when some was dropping out of our mouths. We're so hot for each other that we're drooling. Mind if I move my hand down here some? I promise I won't unzip your pants if you don't want me to. You probably think I'm some easy slut, don't you? Well, when it comes to you, I would say that I am. I'm surprised you haven't caught me sneaking peeks at your crotch ever since I first saw you last semester. In fact, I'm surprised you haven't caught on to how much I want you. I even made you a key for my room and everything. I was practically begging you to put your hands all over me. But it's okay. The chase is over now. You know my feelings. I wanna rub you some down here. Looks like you're turned on as I am. Your wet spot is so adorable. I want to kiss it, but I'm a little shy. I'll only do it if you really want me to. It feels so nice and hard. It's pulsating. Like it has a heartbeat of its own. So cute. I want to feel it. Yummy. Such a hard choice. Do I nibble on your ears or your cock? I feel like teasing you some more. Let me warm up my tongue just a little more. And then I'll finally be ready to suck your huge, pulsing cock. Brave enough to do this. But anything to help my best friend relax. I'd like to empty your heavy balls every day if it helps you. I don't want you to be pent up. Here goes. Sorry if I choke a little. It's just really huge, you know? Super yummy! You blew quite a load into my mouth. Did you hear just how many gulps it took for me to swallow all of it? You must have been pent up for a few days, huh? So that's how busy you've been. You've had so much classwork that you can't even relieve yourself. Well, now that the semester's over, you'll have plenty of time for me to help you with that. Looks like you like the sound of that. You know, you're really scary when you're hard. Who knew you could stuff such a rod into your pants. I barely got through finishing you, and now you're ready for round two. Well, it's my duty to empty your balls whenever I can. You deserve it. But first, I want to tease you again. I love slobbering your cock, but I love licking your sexy ears just as much. I want to wrap my hand around your cock to feel it jerk around while I kiss you. Look how tiny my hand is compared to your big fat cock. It's like a monster. But for now, let me work on those ears again. Your ears longer, but the way your cock is pumping with the blood is turning me on so much. I need to stuff it in my mouth right now and gag on it. I can't hold back much longer. Another load of hot, tasty cum from the person I love the most. How about we cuddle for a bit until you fall asleep? Looks like you could use some rest for real now. You're sweating a little. Looks like we had a bit too much fun.